ours to protect. Brought to you by Live 95, the IBI, and funded by Commission Le Mans with a television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
This week's episode of Ours to Protect is all about our native birds and what we can do to help them. As the evenings close in and temperatures begin to drop, it's in the stillness of a winter's morning you might be lucky enough to hear the stunning dawn chorus. Now that it's November, our non-resident birds have largely departed, mostly to sunnier climates in Africa. But the hardy native species remain, and really cold weather has a way of bringing birds closer to us. Your garden feeders and fresh water will be particularly attractive to our feathered friends in these tough conditions. But what can you do to encourage more birds in your garden? I spoke to Niall Hatch of Birdwatch Ireland about this, and also how climate change is impacting our native species.
Well, many birds face different challenges, but I suppose one of the common denominators here affected by the weather. As the temperatures drop and as the amount of daylight becomes less and less each day, it makes it harder for birds to find food. Now, that affects birds in all sorts of habitats, in wetlands, up mountains and in bogs. But of course, it also affects the birds that visit our own gardens, and at least with those birds, there's something that we can do about that. So by making sure that there are adequate supplies of food and, of course, water and shelter for those birds, it can really make a big difference to help them survive the worst of the winter weather and come through to the spring and to the next breeding season.
And there's nothing more beautiful than seeing the likes of a blackbird or a robin out in the snow or the frost. But I'm wondering, what can you do in your garden or yard to make it more friendly for birds and to maybe attract them into your garden?
Well, the good news is there's lots that you can do, and you're right, it is wonderful to see those birds coming into our gardens, and they're remarkably resilient and hardy. They're able to survive temperatures far colder than Irish winter could ever throw at them, provided they have enough food, enough water, enough shelter. So one of the things you can do, of course, is help them with that food. There's lots of different things you can do. I certainly recommend installing a bird table if you can. But even if not, you can hang feeders off tree branches, even off suction cups that you can put on glass. If you just have an apartment balcony or something like that, that can work really well too. There's several different types of food, but I suppose that the main thing is the wider the variety of food you provide, the more different species you'll be able to benefit and enjoy the company of, because birds have their own preferences and they've evolved to have their own sort of food supplies. One of the best types of food to put out for birds would be peanuts. So not the kind of peanuts that we eat ourselves, but with salt and so on, not the dry roasted ones or anything like that. You want to make sure that they're specifically sold for use as bird food. And you should never put them out loose. You should put them in wire mesh feeders so that the birds can only take a little beakful at a time. Then there's no risk of choking or anything like that. So don't put the peanuts out loose, but put them in the feeder. Different types of seed can work very well too, particularly for birds like finches, which in the wild would rely very much on different types of wild seed that they would find. Sunflower seeds work brilliantly well, and there's also sort of the seed mixes that you can get. Or avoid any seed mixes that have things like split peas or pieces of dried corn in them. They're not so good for the birds. It's more filler. They'll often just throw those things out without eating them. Sunflower seed, though, works really, really well. There's another type of seed that works brilliantly for the smaller finches, bird like the goldfinch, which is one of our most beautiful little garden visitors, with scarlet face and yellow in the wing. Beautiful thing. And a bird called a siskin as well. They love it too. It's called Niger seed. It mimics wild thistle seed. It's very fine tin seed. You need a special feeder for it, and that works very, very well. And also then you can also put fruit out for birds. Apples work particularly well. If you get some apples, cut them in half, spear them onto a branch, or put them out on a lawn. Blackbirds and other members of the thrush family will really thank you for those. They really can be a real lifeline for them in rough weather. And also fat works well too. You can get commercial fat balls. They call them made of suet. These suet treats are one of the best sellers at our own Birdwatch Ireland online shop at birdwatchireland.ie. And a wider range of different birds will eat those. And they're very, very popular because they're pure energy, really. The birds need a huge amount of calories to keep themselves going through the cold winter nights. There's also a lot of birds that come into our gardens that won't eat that food. They rely on insects. So one of our common garden visitors is a tiny little bird called the wren. It's the second smallest bird in Ireland. Another bird often found in the same habitat is the dunnock. They will rarely go to bird tables. What they will do is they'll go around your garden looking for insects that are hiding in the leaves. The way that you benefit birds like that is by planting native Irish plants which attract the native insects and also provide cover, particularly if you have some evergreen ones that will stay, will have leaves or foliage throughout the year. It gives a place for those birds to shelter from the elements, find the food that they need, and hopefully them to thrive until through to the spring when the weather starts to improve.
Niall, my final question to you is this: our series Ours to Protect is focusing on climate change and the impacts of it, but I'm wondering, do you see in Birdwatch Ireland how climate change is impacting our bird populations? Is it affecting their migration, or I suppose what elements are you concerned about?
Very much so, yes. This is something we noticed through the survey work that we're doing. We're seeing, for example, certain species now spending the winter in Irish gardens that didn't 20 or 30 years ago. So a bird called the black cap, for example, is a lovely member of the warbler family. It used to just be strictly a summer visitor to Ireland. Now they're spending the winter here as well. Another bird called the chiffchaff, another migratory warbler. Some of those seem to be spending the winter now in Irish gardens too. Away from gardens, we've seen increases in actually rivals of birds that we more traditionally associated with warmer climates. So a lovely white heron, the water bird, called the little egret, that has now spread and become quite common in parts of Ireland, which would have been, you know, back in the early 1990s, would have been unthinkable as a bird very much of the Mediterranean and of Africa. But now it's quite widespread in parts of Ireland or throughout most of the country, because the winter temperatures here now are mild enough that they can survive. So we definitely do see those changes. We see changes with things like the migration of birds like swallows. They're often staying later than they used to. The arrival back seems to be earlier. But also that can be a problem for birds, even common garden birds like blue tits that rely so much on caterpillars when they're nesting in the around late April or early May when their nesting season is really kicking off. They time that nesting season to coincide with the emergence of caterpillars. And what we're finding now is that in many areas, those caterpillars are actually appearing before the birds are ready to nest. And that's a problem because that food source is disappearing from them, because it seems what's happening with the butterflies and moths that are laying the eggs and the caterpillars are going from there. That is governed very much by temperature. And so that's what makes them emerge earlier. But the birds, their nesting isn't governed by temperature. The nesting and very often their migration is actually governed by changes in the length of day, which isn't affected by climate change. So it knocks the two out of kilter with each other. That's why gathering data is so important. And that's something that your listeners can really help us with this winter. We at the end of November, we're launching the survey called the Irish Garden Bird Survey. We've been doing it for over 35 years now. For a 13-week period, we ask people to keep track of the different birds they have coming to their gardens. When we get thousands of people doing that across Ireland, the data that we get from that is really helpful in spotting exactly those trends, seeing how climate change is affecting the birds, but also how things like habitat loss and food availability and pollution are affecting them as well. So it really makes a big difference. So people can find full details of that at birdwatchireland.ie, and it's well worth giving it a go.
As Niall mentioned, Birdwatch Ireland has an amazing website filled with resources on how to protect our birds and biodiversity. See birdwatchireland.ie for more.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Live 95 and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.